escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy 4th to everybody out there. I'm sure you're going around getting excited for the pool parties and barbecues and all that stuff. And the three big games this weekend between the Mets and the Yankees. And both teams reeling right now. Obviously, the Yankees getting knocked out of first place. Four-game sweeper up in Toronto. The Blue Jays took it to the Yanks. The Yanks trying to lick their wounds, come back here, and get right against the Mets. And the Mets just trying to stay afloat. And they've done a nice job here so far, taking the 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee. Now, remember, too, going into that series, it was like, uh-oh. Look at the pitching, the way that it lines up for the Brewers. How are the Mets going to score runs against this great pitching staff of the Brewers? And how are the Mets going to be able to hold them down? So the Mets were able to take 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee, but it just seemed to me too much for the Mets now to ask to come beat the Yankees in series. Not that it can't happen, but the way that they had to win those last two games with the top guys in the bullpen, firing their best shots, you know, not trusting Brazoban at this particular point this weekend to be one of the top. Like, who's closing the game out tonight? If it's a tight game, who's closing it out? Which is why the Mets have to specifically today against Stroman, score a bunch of runs. And you wouldn't think they're going to get a ton against Rodon, although you never know. Rodon can be up and down, but it's just, and maybe that's the one pitching matchup that you could say might be either even or the Mets could have an advantage depending on what Frankie Montas you get. But think about what we're talking about. Favoring Frankie Montas over Rodon, you can't do that based on this year. But Rodon could be inconsistent. Okay, Sunday night, obviously it's a clear in favor of Max Fried regardless of who pitches for the Mets. And you know, today, I just expect the Yankees to score a lot of runs. Their bats are starting to heat up a little bit. They're still sloppy, sure. You know, guys playing out of position left and right, all that. Their bats, though, are starting to come alive. The one pitching matchup that I wouldn't like from the Yankees' perspective would be Stroman on the mound. Mets have to hit. They're going to have to hit to compete this weekend. That was going to be the case for a while here. Hey, they're going to have to hit against Atlanta. They're going to have to hit against Philadelphia. They're going to have to hit against Milwaukee. And they haven't hit enough to overcome the pitching injuries right now to the entire staff. That's been the biggest issue. That's got to change if they want to survive this weekend. And by the way, if they don't survive this weekend, it's okay, other than the fact that the Yankees will have beaten them, you know, the first series and again this weekend, trash talking, right, whatever, that's fine. You have to, at this point, have the bigger picture in mind. No going in, you might be in for a long weekend if you're a Met fan, licking your wounds on the other side of this against the Yankees. And if you could ever get a series win, it would be tremendous. And then the Yankees, I think if the Yankees lose this series, you really have to start to question just how good they are. I'm not there yet. I think it's been bad. We questioned some of the other stuff. You know, it's frustrating that they think that they're better than they are and playing guys out of position and getting away with it and all those different things. I don't think that they're, you know, a team that's going to miss the playoffs. I still believe they're going to win the division. They'll get hot. They'll be a top team in the American League when all said and done. But if they lose this series with the pitching the way that it is, now I start to question just how good the Yankees are. Steve is calling from Hoboken. What's up, Steve?
going on, Sal? Happy 4th, man.
You too.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're over at the game, sitting on the parkway right now in a bunch of traffic. But I wanted to talk to you. Okay, I like how you maybe right-sided yourself in this last little monologue you had when you came back from break. I'm thinking that the Yankees pitching is really the liability. You know, you just got swept in Toronto. Yes, the bats are heating up, but what that shows you, you had your boy Will Warren get shelled. You had even Luke Weaver not be able to close a game and hold it on.
That's a problem. That's Weaver and Williams there. Have been a problem.
Yeah. I mean, the bats are heating up, but and then defensively, Jazz Chisholm is an absolute liability. The fact that he is thrown around in that infield, it's laughable as a Mets fan to watch what the infield of the Yankees looks like right now. So yes,
well, see, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go that far. Number one, and I'll continue the conversation with you here. Here's the thing: I feel like Mets fans, because they won 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee, feel like okay, everything's back on track. We're all right. We stabilized. Dude, I'm telling you, that's not the case. You should know this, Steve. The Mets have no pitching. Who is pitching today?
I know. But that's, and then to your point, if the Mets do scrape a series win here, say we're able to beat up Stroman, I don't even know who the Yankees are pitching tomorrow. And then you're saying
Rodon. It's Rodon and then Freed.
Okay. Rodon and then Freed and then Sunday. Okay. If they scrape a series win, then it's yes. This Yankees team needs a full reassessment of how good they really are. But I completely agree. Okay. The Mets, this is a wash of the series. You know, I'm going to say this now. It doesn't even really matter. As long as we right side ourselves and we have some sort of pitching and rotation by September, that's all that really matters. We're one
Correct.
And a half games behind the Phillies. This isn't a divisional game. You know, if this was going in against Phillies or Braves, that's different.
This is the first time, Steve, and thank you for the call. The first time for me, from a Mets perspective for a second, because obviously there were two perspectives, the Yankees perspective, the Mets perspective. And yesterday we did a lot of Yankees, so today I figured I'd lead with the Mets perspective, especially coming off of winning 2 out of 3. I don't think the Mets are out of the woods. It doesn't mean that the Mets are bad and, oh, if they get swept by the Yankees, their season is over. No. Just look at where they're at right now. Taking on water. When you're taking on as much water as they are, you're fortunate to win a few ball games, especially against a good club, like they did against Milwaukee. Okay, so how'd they do that? Well, they got good starting pitching, some timely hitting, and terrific bullpen. Using Stanek and Diaz twice in the two wins, back-to-back days. That means Stanek and Diaz likely, I don't know this officially, but likely are not going to be available today. Now, maybe you don't need them today. And that's why I said the Mets have to do something they haven't done consistently at all this year. Hit their way to a victory. Could they do that against Stroman? Yeah, they better. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, this is the time. They are going to need those guys to wake up and win this game today with their bats. And then see what happens the rest of the weekend. But it's going to be a weekend that they're going to have to score runs because there's no way the Yankees are going to be kept at bay offensively. And you could talk about the Yankees' issues or their bullpen issues. It's nothing in comparison to what the Mets are facing right now, which is a depleted staff. But big picture, it's going to be different in a week or 2 weeks when Senga and Minaya come back, when they add an arm or two. It'll obviously be different for the Yankees as well, but you know, the Yankees aren't going through the same thing the Mets are. The Mets have been the worst team in baseball for the last 3 weeks. And there's a reason for it. It's not because they haven't played well, although they haven't. It's because they haven't played well and because they have no pitching. And when you don't have any pitching, see, the Mets have had their success this year because the pitching. The formula has been starting pitcher, 5-6 innings, hand it over to the bullpen, lights out, do enough offensively, win a game. That's been their formula. It was their formula against the Brewers the last couple of nights as well, specifically last night. Score a few runs, Peterson, good start, hang on for dear life with the bullpen. That's not going to hold up this weekend. That's all that I'm saying. And eventually, for the Mets to be a World Series team, they're going to have to hit. Whereas you look at the Yankees, their problem in Toronto wasn't the offense. Now, could they have used more hits to tack on or score? Yeah, I mean, obviously. But it was the starting pitching. It was the bullpen. It was a lot of different issues with them. The bats, though, were starting to come to life.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.